ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಚತುರ್ದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ. ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ಗುಣತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗ. So the main subject matter discussed here in this chapter is gunatrayam, three gunas. Discussion on prakriti also. But still, how Bhagavan presents the teaching, let us see. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. See, Chaturdasha 14. Chaturdashaha 14th. So, Chaturdashodhyayaha. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. Because Gunatrayam forms the subject matter of the 14th chapter. Therefore, this chapter is given the title Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. And here, Bhagavan himself begins this chapter. Bhagavan himself continues to teach. We saw in the previous chapter, 13th chapter, Kshetra Kshetragya Vibhaga Yogaha, where Arjuna asked Krishna to teach him the meanings of Purushaha, Prakriti, Kshetram, Kshetragya, Jnanam and Jnayam. So Bhagavan presented the teaching. We saw how essentially everything is one. So Jiva is non-different from Ishvara. Jagat also is non-different from Ishvara. Therefore, essentially, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda, this difference between Jiva, individual, the total, and the Lord is not there essentially. Relatively, it is there. So here, now Bhagavan continues to teach here. Shri Bhagavanovacha. ಪರಂ ಭೂಯಃ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುತ್ತಮಂ. ಪರಂ ಭೂಯಃ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುತ್ತಮಂ. ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮುನಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪರಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಮಿತೋ ಗತಾಃ. ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮುನಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪರಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಮಿತೋ ಗತಾಃ. ಪರಂ ಭೂಯಃ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುತ್ತಮಂ. ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮುನಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪರಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಮಿತೋ ಗತಾಃ. ಪರಂ ಭೂಯಃ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುತ್ತಮಂ. ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮುನಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪರಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಮಿತೋ ಗತಾಃ. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಾಚ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೆಡ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೀ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಲಿಟರಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಭೂಯಃ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ. ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ, I have been talking to you, Arjuna, from the beginning. From second chapter, I've been talking to you. Now again, I answered your questions. So again, I shall teach. I shall speak. I shall convey. I shall communicate. I shall impart. Bhuyaha pravakshyami. I shall again, bhuyaha, means the word bhuyaha sometimes means abundance. Bhuyaha. But here, bhuyaha means again. It's an indicable word, okay? Bhuyaha means again. Why again? I have been teaching you, not something newly I'm teaching. Again, I shall continue to teach. I shall impart. Pravakshyami. See, pravadami. Future tense verb is what? Pravakshyami. Pravadami. I communicate, I speak. I shall speak, I shall tell, I shall impart. So pravakshyami, future tense of pravadami. Aham pravakshyami, Arjuna, I'm going to impart, I'm going to teach you again. What? Bhuyaha aham pravakshyami. Again, I'm teaching you. What? Jnananam param uttamam jnanam. Jnananam param uttamam jnanam. We have different disciplines of knowledge. The word jnananam literally means of all knowledges. But you can't use the word knowledges as plural. Therefore, of many, 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 many disciplines of knowledge, of many disciplines of knowledge, jnananam, there is an exalted knowledge. So, uttamam jnanam, param jnanam. There's a two adjectives for jnanam. I shall impart to you what uttamam jnanam, param jnanam. Two adjectives for one word jnanam. What jnanam is this? Param jnanam, absolute knowledge. The exalted knowledge. Okay. Uttamam jnanam. Uttamam also means the best. You know, uttamam also means best. Exalted. Param also means exalted. I shall teach you the exalted. I shall impart to you the exalted knowledge. The best of knowledge. Absolute knowledge. Aham jnanam. Why two adjectives are using? He is using. I'll explain that later on. Param uttamam jnanam. Jnananam param uttamam jnanam. Bhuyaha pravakshyami. So aham is understood there. Adhyahritam. Aham pravakshyami. Arjuna, I shall impart to you again. I've been teaching you again. I shall impart to you the best of all disciplines of knowledge, the most exalted absolute of all disciplines of knowledge. Yat jnatva, having known which. Yat jnatva, yajjnatva. See the sandhi there? Yad jnatva, yajjnatva. What sandhi? You have to make a note. Make yajjnatva, write and keep immediately so that you will know in the class. Yajnatva, having known which, means having attained the knowledge of which, having attained which, sarve munayaha, all sages. See, munihi muni munayaha, ikarantastha shabda, your munayaha, all sages, param siddhim itaha gataha. So living in this world, from here, the great sages accomplished the absolute success. Itaha gataha means they attained what? Who attained? Sarve munayaha. All sages attained. They attained what? Attained from this world of human beings, having lived in this world of human beings, from here, itaha, param gatim gata, param Siddhim gataha. Param siddhihi. See, siddhihi is a stilinga shabda. Siddhihi means success. Parasiddhihi. Like parashaktihi. Parasiddhihi means the absolute success. Parasiddhihi, absolute success. So, param siddhim gataha, objective case. So, munayaha, param siddhim gatavantaha, praptavantaha. Munayaha param siddhim gataha. The sages accomplished the absolute end by gaining which knowledge? That exalted best absolute knowledge of all disciplines I shall impart to you. This is the meaning of, literal meaning of the verse. Bhuyaha. Okay. Which means Bhagavan. Arjuna did not ask any question. Bhagavan himself teaches. So Bhagavan himself now voluntarily came forward to give him this wisdom. He continues to teach. Which means if at all Arjuna had any doubts in what has been heard, even if he doesn't ask, let me continue to talk so those doubts will resolve. So nobody should feel repetitive. Okay, I'm not repeating. Bhagavan himself is Bhuyaha, he says. Subject matter is repeated. Now, therefore, so Arjuna did not ask the question. Maybe Krishna thought Arjuna had some doubts still. So he made it very clear. Then, why it is repeated? Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary on these verses, he mentions why Krishna continues, repeats the teaching. Because sukshmatvat, ati sukshmatvat, the subject matter, what is unfold is very subtle. People want very quick results. Hot food, fast food, that they want very quick result. The thing is, understanding does not take time. You do understand assimilation, shifting the ahankar, I sense from anatma to atma, not physically. With having the body, mind, and complex itself, just to be able to see, I'm just the witness consciousness. How many of us can do that? Why? Because it is not that easy, subtle. That is what is subtle. The objectivity takes time. That's why we lose patience. Okay, study is a waste of time. Let me do something else, which can make me, help me get this fast. Whatever you do, without study, it will not work. Because there you can put the thoughts to sleep and you can have a feeling that, oh, you are relaxed and your mind is blank without thoughts, because you have some other experience you can have by practicing meditation. But still, you have to, this is like experience only. A state of mind will be disturbed, you have to come back to the world, again you'll be the same person. It doesn't change. So, it is a purely cognitive process here. It's a very subtle teaching. Therefore, repeated listening will really make you, at least repeated listening will be, it's a guided meditation. Okay? Repeated listening will be like a guided meditation. If you see yourself, I am consciousness, is contemplation. If you are helped to be with what you are essentially, then it is a guided meditation. So class itself will be a guided meditation. That is why it is started. So Shankaracharya says, subject matter, what is unfolded in the whole chapter, the Shastram is very subtle. Ati sukshmatvat, sukshmatamatvat, because of its utmost subtleness, the teaching has to be repeated. Okay? If it is not a very, subtle, it's something very simple subject matter, then we don't need to repeat it. It is really in-depth teaching, and then it has to be understood. Therefore, he sees repetition is important. Now, why two words are used? Why uttamam jnanam, param jnanam? One word is enough, no? Why should Krishna use two words? Uttamam jnanam, param jnanam. Shankaracharya gives the reason why he is giving two words. One word would have been enough. The best of disciplines of knowledge, all disciplines of knowledge. The most exalted of all disciplines of knowledge. One word would have been enough. But by uttamam jnanam, paramam jnanam. So that you will make all possible efforts to accomplish it. One thing. The emphasis. Because why it is uttamam? The two reasons are given. The subject matter of the knowledge is subtlest, the most exalted reality. Okay? Here, Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, the knowledge which he is going to impart is nothing but knowledge of the absolute reality. Knowledge is not of an object of anything. So the knowledge which is going to be imparted by Bhagavan here continuously is not knowledge of anything which is within the realm of the material world. It is knowledge of the absolute reality, sadvastu, satyavastu, not about the mithya object. It is knowledge of the spirit. It is knowledge of the knowledge of the very reality, knowledge of the satyam, and knowledge of the absolute, that which alone essentially is. Therefore, it is param jnanam. Okay? The subject matter of the knowledge is what? Reality. Absolute reality. Knowledge of the absolute reality. Therefore, it is the absolute. Then he says, once you attain this jnanam, what is the benefit of this jnanam? The benefit is also absolute end. Okay? In terms of end, what the benefit of this knowledge also, there is absolute end. It is moksha. Subject matter also is what? Absolute reality. Therefore, knowledge is of the absolute reality. The benefit of the knowledge also is absolute end moksha. Therefore, both are absolute. Therefore, Shankaracharya says it is appropriate for Krishna to use two words. What is that? Paramam jnanam, uttamam jnanam. Therefore, paramam uttamam jnanam. Bhuyaha pravakshyami, and he says, he also presents the benefit of this knowledge. There were munayaha, sages. Munayaha means immediately we should need not think of somebody sitting with big tusk and all, big tuft and all that. Munihi means manana shilaha munihi. Manuteti munihi, manana shilaha munihi. So the one who has this meditative disposition of the mind, one who is very focused. See, munihi means the person of focused attention. Who can be the person of focused attention? The person who is able to withdraw his sense organs, withdraw his attention from objects and the sense organs, and who is effortlessly, who is able to remain focused. And not only he is able to remain focused, he is able to focus his attention on his own nature, reality obtaining as one's own swarupa. Therefore, he is mananashilaha. See, munihi, mananashilaha, the one who has contemplative, meditative disposition of the mind means. What does it mean? This person has meditative disposition means he is not restless, agitated minded. That takes maturity. Now, people practice meditation for what? So, the meditation is an effort to take the mind away from attention from the distracting, disturbing objects and the other thoughts, completely take the attention, which means attention is taken away from the world of objects, attention is taken away from sense organs, and attention, when they're taken away from sense objects and sense organs, attention becomes very focused, single-pointed. Okay, ekagrata is there. And that attention, you should also know where to focus on. First of all, you must be able to withdraw the attention. After having withdrawn the attention, you must be able to focus it on somewhere. That what you are able to focus on must be Bhagavan's swarupam, obtaining as your own swarupam, which you must have understood through Shravanam. Such people are said to be Munayaha. Okay? So, Munayaha means everyone is supposed to become a Muni. We all have to become Munis. Munihi means, so Rishihi is different, Munihi is different. Rishihi means the person, the seer. Munihi means one who has contemplative, meditative disposition. You are able to withdraw your mind from the world of objects. You are able to focus on some objective meditation means you are Munihi. Okay? Very difficult. How many people can do that? Very people who practice for years, they are able to do that. And even then, they must know what should I focus on. That what I focus on can be understood only when you are given to the discipline of Shravanam. Meditation practice can help a person to have focused attention. But what should I focus on also is important. That Shravanam gives you. So what is focused on must be the reality, the nature of reality, which is the nature of Bhagavan, obtaining as one's own essential nature. One must be doubtlessly clear about that. Then such a person is called a Munihi. So Munayaha Yadnyatva. So having known which. Yadnyatva, having known which means having attained the knowledge of which. Having known which means what? Having attained the knowledge of which. Munayaha Itaha Param Siddhim Gataha. What is the benefit of this jnanam? Parasiddhihi. Parasiddhihi is success. Parasiddhihi, absolute success. Why absolute success? There is no Shastram banks and tells you this. Shastram really banks this fact. What is that? There is no greater success at all than discovering yourself. There is no greater success. The greatest of all forms of success is discovering your own essential nature. Discovering what you are is actually discovering what the universe is. It's amazing, isn't it? We have half knowledge. We know we are. We know the world is. I know I am. Therefore, I'm eligible to know there is world also. But this is half jnanam. And then there is also assumption. Because I am, because the world is, there must be the creator of this world. Or there must be some, even if people don't believe creator or Bhagavan, there must be something from which the universe must have come into existence. Which means there's a belief, there's assumed knowledge of the existence of the cause of the universe. Because I know the universe is. Why I know the universe is? Because I know I am. If you do not know you are, you cannot know the existence of the world. You know you are, it's a blessing. In this case, you know the world is, you have the knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. But you do not know what this world is. You do not know what you are. And you do not know, you do not know. So this jnanam helps you understand what you are. In discovering what you are is what? Discovering what Bhagavan is. Discovering what this jagat is. That is why jiva, jagat, ishvara, swarupa, aikya, jnanam. The knowledge of the essential oneness of this triangle, this triad. Individual, the total, and the Lord. There's no Lord other than the truth. The Lord alone is in the form of both individual and the total. Therefore, this knowledge is what? Absolute knowledge. And having gained this, people accomplish the parasiddhi. So, munayaha param siddhim gataha. The sages attained, accomplished this absolute success. Why do you say this knowledge is attaining this knowledge is absolute success? Because I said, okay, simply I said, there's no greater success than this. Why? Because it is this knowledge which alone will help a human being to resolve his fundamental human problem. No other knowledge will help you resolve this fundamental problem. Which will help you? See, unless and until the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of unhappiness, sense of limitation centered on I is resolved, there is no way of being free. Because, in fact, Shastram says, even yesterday I was telling in my Kena Upanishad Bhashyam class, Shankaracharya introduces the mantra, my God, can you believe whatever you want, you're already, you are that. With the very source of happiness, source of fullness, source of everything. But just because of this ignorance, what a trauma the person has to go through in life. Therefore, it is this only this knowledge will help a human being resolve the fundamental problem, which is the cause of bondage, samsara. Not only life of transmigration, even this the problem of having to go through these paths of opposites, pain and pleasure. You have to go through these paths of opposites. There's a pain, there's a pleasure. After going through pleasure, again going through pain is again much worse problem. So paths of opposites continuously. And the life never comes to an end. You have no choice over not being born again. The birth is definite. Once you're born, birth is definite. How do you know? If the birth wasn't definite, you wouldn't have been born here. The very birth, you know, you are present in this world itself is the proof. Now you are here. That is the proof that you had no choice over being born again. So you are born again. This death will not put an end to this life. Death is not an end of life. Death will definitely happen. Body will go. But again, life will not come to an end. You will be born again. Definitely. This Bhagavan Bhagavan emphasized authentically, said in the second chapter itself. Jatasya hi dhruvaha mrityuho. Mrityasya janma dhruvam. For the person who is born, death is definite. For the person who is dead, birth is definite also. Life will not come to an end. Okay, death will happen, which is a big unavoidable natural change phenomenon will happen. Birth also was there. Death will happen. In between we go through the problem. We go through pairs of opposites. And we're solely distracted. And we're disturbed and we do so many things. We take care of our biological, physical needs. Earn, eat, drink, and look after. And then have some entertainment. Life is over. But still life will not come to an end. There's no end for this life. Okay, again there'll be birth. Again there'll be birth. Again there'll be birth. So life of, that is why life is a cycle. The chakram, this life, the beginningless, endless cycle of many, many, many continuous, endless births and deaths will be there continuously. In between will be going through these pairs of opposites. This life, you have no choice of getting out of it. There's no way of coming out of this, escaping this. Okay, we'll be definitely coming again and again and again. That is why Shastra emphasis is always do punyam so you have some good life in the future. Whether you attend moksha or not, at least do the right thing, righteous things, you will have punyam in life. So, this is the problem. Now, Shastram says what? It is this jnanam which will liberate you, free you from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, will free you from this bondage. Okay? If somebody wants to be born, then don't worry about it. You will definitely come back. Okay? What Shastram says, it is this jnanam which alone can free you from bondage of death, will free you from bondage of samsara, will free you from the emotional turmoil of going through spats of opposites. It will free you from present memory, present miseries, which means caused by fundamental problem. So having the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, whatever you accomplish, your problem, you will continue to be the same person with all your extra achievements, accomplishments and goals, awards and whatnot and everything with extended, largest, you know, degrees also, still you will continue to be the same miserable person, irrespective of your achievement and accomplishment, unless and until you sort out your fundamental problem. It is this jnanam which alone will help you resolve this fundamental problem of smallness centered on I. Therefore, for a human being, there is no greater achievement, there's no greater success than discovering one's own self and claiming, taking ownership of one's own already existing nature of fullness. Okay, one's own nature. Freedom. And while living, you can be objective towards your own. While living, you can be free. Jivan Namukti. And when the Parabdha gets exhausted, then definitely, one day we have to quit the body. Again, you will have Videha Mukti also. Shastram says this authentically, there won't be. The dissolution and manifestation of the world will be continuously happening. But the person who leaves the physical body will not come back. Ajnani. Therefore, this jnanam is what? Param jnanam. Uttamam jnanam. And having accomplished, because this is knowledge of the reality which is free from time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. The reality which is of the nature of infinitude is a subject matter of knowledge. Therefore, this knowledge is param jnanam. Uttamam jnanam. Okay, param uttamam jnanam yad jnatva munayaha itaha param siddhim gataha param siddhim gatavantaha. It is a promise. Many, many, many sages did benefit from this jnanam. They did attain. They attained Videha Mukti. Then after Jivan Mukti, then afterwards they attained Videha Mukti also. Therefore, this is how Krishna begins his teaching, glorifying the jnanam. Okay, let us see the next verse. Let us see the verse again. Param bhuyah pravaksha. Now, I can tell the prose order of this verse. Hey Arjuna, it's not here. Bhagavan says, jnananam uttamam param jnanam bhuyaha pravakshyami. Yat jnatva. Sarve munayaha itaha param siddhim gataha. Param bhuyah pravakshami jnananam jnanam uttamam yajnatva munayas sarve param siddhimito gataha. Next verse. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Sarge pinopajayante pralaye navyathanti cha. Sarge pinopajayante pralaye navyathanti cha. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Mama sadharmya magataha. Sarge pinopajayante pralaye navyathanti cha. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Sarge pinopajayante pralaye navyathanti cha. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Sarge pinopajayante pralaye navyathanti cha. Now again, Bhagavan, he says what? In this verse also, he introduces the subject matter. But again he talks about this jnanam. Idam jnanam. See, idam jnanam upashritya. See, shrayati, ashrayati, upashrayati. Upa are two prefixes. Upa ashrayati, shrayati. Ashrayati, upashrayati. So, upashritya is indeclinable participle. Idam jnanam upashritya means having taken refuge in this jnanam. Having surrendered themselves to this jnanam. Having resorted to this knowledge. See, having become committed to the pursuit of this knowledge. Upashritya. Upashritya means what? Having surrendered themselves to the pursuit of this knowledge. Having resorted to this knowledge. Having taken refuge in this knowledge. Jnanam sharanam gacchami. I surrender myself to jnanam. Why? I surrender myself to jnanam means I have no choice. I will commit myself totally to the pursuit of this knowledge. Why? Because other than this knowledge, nothing will free me. Nothing will liberate me. Nothing will relieve me from these problems, okay? Human miseries, the emotional problems. Whenever things are going on smoothly, you may not know what it is. But really speaking, definitely you can't avoid the problem of going through the pain of seeing somebody else dying or our own death. Diseases, old age, etc., which is desirable here. Old age is not desirable, death is not desirable, sickness is not desirable, diseases are not desirable, and separation is not desirable. All this cause so much of emotional trauma. So here, this jnanam, upashraya means what? Upashraya means surrender. Resorting to it. Totally committing oneself to the pursuit of this jnanam. Jnanam sharanam gacchami. Okay? We say dharmam sharanam gacchami. Why? You should go surrender yourself to dharma because jnanam sharanam gacchami. I have no choice. I commit myself to the pursuit of knowledge totally because it is this knowledge which alone will free me from all problems. Therefore, people who know the value of this knowledge, thereby who surrender themselves to the commit to this pursuit of this knowledge, upashitya, resorting to this knowledge. Okay, idam jnanam upashitya, having resorted themselves to this knowledge. What happened? Bhagavan says, mama sadharmyam agataha. Mama sadharmyam agataha. Sadharmyam. Literally tell you, sadharmyam means similar nature. Similarity in nature is called sadharmyam. dharmaha dharmyam. Sadharmyam means sa, dharma sadharmyam. Similar nature is sadharmyam. Mama sadharmyam, by when people resort to this knowledge, they attain mama sadharmyam, they attain my nature. They attain my nature means what? People do not really physically attain Bhagavan's nature. Bhagavan Swarupam is the Swarupam of every individual. Just as truth of the entire ocean is the truth of every wave, the nature of the whole cosmos is nature of every individual. Essential, what is every individual essentially? Every individual, what is the whole jagat is, what is this jagat essentially? What is individual essentially? What is time essentially? What is space essentially? What is every element essentially? The all these different elements, different elementals, different forms, different names, different functions, different subtle gross, all of them are different, but all are essentially one. And that essentially one, the essential oneness alone, it is mentioned here. So, attaining Bhagavan's sadharmyam. We don't need to attain it. Just seeing one's essential nature being non-different from the essential nature of the whole cosmos. Seeing one's own essential nature being non-different from the essential nature of the whole cosmos. Thereby seeing the essential nature of Bhagavan being the only essential nature of the individual and the total. Seeing the essential nature of one's own self means seeing the very content of I being non-different from the content of the universe, essential content of the universe. Essentially, the Jivaha, Ishwaraha, Jagat, all are one. And that essential nature is what? Which is already there. One can discover, recognize Bhagavan's Swarupam being one's own Swarupam. This discovering Bhagavan's Swarupam being one's own Swarupam is what? Attaining Bhagavan's Sadharmyam. Is it clear? Bhagavan says here, people, idam jnanam sama upashritya mama sadharmyam agataha. There are many, many people attained what? Mama sadharmyam. Mama sadharmyam they attained. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmyam agataha. Then sarge api na upajayante. And such people, sarge api na upajayante. See, there'll be creation. There'll be continuously manifestation of the universe. There'll be continuously, again, resolution of the universe. Deluge will be happening continuously. That is the nature. Universe will become unmanifest. Again, from being unmanifest, it will become manifest. This universe becoming manifest, universe becoming unmanifest, is a natural phenomenon which will happen continuously. It will be happening. Okay? There won't be any change at all. But what happens to these jnanis? People who resort to this jnanam, who discover Bhagavan Swarupam as their own Swarupam, who attain Bhagavan Sadharmyam, ye mama sadharmyam agataha, those people will not have birth, will not have death. Universe will be coming and going. There'll be manifestation and the universe will become unmanifest also. But still, universe will be coming and going. But they will not come and go. They will remain as Videha Muktaha. So Bhagavan promises two things. These people will have Jivan Mukti. They will also have Videha Mukti. Mama Sadharmyam Agataha means they will attain Jivan Mukti. Having discovered Bhagavan's nature as their own nature, they attain Jivan Mukti. Then when the parabdha gets exhausted, after leaving the physical body, na upajayante, they will not be born again. They are not born again even if there is universe. Even if the universe becomes manifest, sarge api, even during the creation of the universe, they will not be born. Pralayecha, pralaye na vyatanti cha. Pralaye na vyatanti. Pralaye na vyatanti. Why? They do not suffer any, they do not get afflicted, they do not die, they do not suffer death. Na vyatanti. They do not get afflicted. It means they do not die. They do not have any problems. Why? Pralaye. Universe will, there will be pralayam. There will be deluge of this universe. There will be dissolution of this universe. When the entire universe will become resolved, when there will be deluge, they will not die. There won't be death for them. Why? Because there won't be birth for them. Only if they will be born, then there will be death is possible. Because in jnanam, mind will be resolved. Ahankara will be resolved. Once ahankara is resolved, there won't be mind. And there won't be birth. The world will be coming and going, but they will not be coming and going. They'll remain as the very truth. Okay? Which is a videha muktihi. So Bhagavan promises both jivan mukti and videha mukti here. Okay? Let us read the verse again. Pralaye na vyathanti. Means they do not suffer death. They do not perish when the universe, when the dissolution takes place. So sarge, sargaha means creation. During the creation, when srishti happens, na upajayante, they are not born also. Which means they escape from this beginningless, endless cycle of life of transmigration, life of births and deaths. They will become free from this bondage of samsara, which is called videha muktihi. This is the benefit of jnanam. Idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Imam idam jnanam upashritya mama sadharmya magataha. Sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanti cha. So, te ye janaha, ye bhaktaha, ye munayaha, jnanam upashitya, mama sadharmyam agataha, mama sadharmyam praptavantaha, sarge api, what sandhi, make a note of it, I'll ask in the class. Sarge api na upajayante what sandhi, make a note. There are two sandhis. Sarge api na upajayante. Sarge api na upajayante. They are not born during creation. Pralaye na vyathanti cha. And they do not perish at the time of dissolution also. This is the benefit. Now, having said that, Bhagavan now introduces. You have to remind me if the time is over, okay? We have to start the program. Mama yonir mahat brahma sasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. You will have real understanding of Maya also. All doubts will resolve in this chapter. Okay. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. ಸಂಭವ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಾಂ ತತೋ ಭವತಿ ಭಾರತ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಹೇ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಭಾರತ, ಹೇ ಭರತ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭರತ, ಹೇ ಭಾರತ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಮಮ ಯೋನಿಹಿ ಮಹತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಹಿಯರ್. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಮೀನ್ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ, ಮಾಯಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್, ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ the note, the word Brahma always means absolute reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness. But here the word Brahma means prakriti, maya. But Bhagavan says mama yonihi, okay, mama yonihi means what, womb here, okay, mama yonihi mahat brahma. Mahat brahma means what? Now mahat means great. What is great? Prakriti is great. Maya is great. Brahma is a neutral gender word. Therefore, Mahat. If it is a Maya, he would have said Mahati Maya. Mahati Maya, he would have said. Now, he uses the term Brahma. Therefore, Mahat Brahma. Mama Yonihi Mamat Brahma. My womb is what? Is great Maya, the great Prakriti. Why it's called great? Because it is this prakriti which is the only material cause of the whole cosmos. Okay, material cause of the whole cosmos. Like how clay is very much important for the form, name and function called part. For these innumerable countless forms, names and functions, for this jagat to be there, what must be there? Material cause is important. Prakriti is the material cause. Therefore, prakriti is cause and prakriti is great. Why it is great? Because prakriti also has no beginning. Prakriti also has no beginning. Prakriti also has no end. Prakriti cannot be created. Prakriti cannot be destroyed. But prakriti, he is of the nature of undergoing changes. That's okay. That is why prakriti is equally beginningless, equally endless. Okay? Prakriti is of the nature of inertness, matter, subject to change. It has no independent existence. Therefore, we say karyam. Therefore, we say it is mithya. Otherwise, prakriti as the material cause of the universe is looked upon as Bhagavan's shakti, Brahma shaktihi, Ishvara shaktihi, Shiva shaktihi, Bhagavan's shakti. Prakriti is Bhagavan's power, Bhagavan's shakti, chit shakti. Therefore, he says, Bharata, Mahat Brahma, this great prakriti, mama, Mahat Brahma, mama yonihi Mahat Brahma, Mahat Brahma. The great prakriti is my yoni and tasmin. In that yoni, okay, mama yoni, he means what? My womb. My womb is this great prakriti. Tasmin, in that big, great prakriti, my womb, in that my womb. Tasmin means, tasmin mama yonau. That is the meaning. Mama yonau. Tasmin yonau. In that yoni, in that womb, in my womb, garbham aham dadhami. Aham garbham dadhami. The word garbham should be taken as what? Seed. Okay. Dadhami. See, we must be very careful. The verb is what? Dadhami, I give. Dadhami, I place. Okay. See the difference. Dadhami. The both three third da. Dadhami, I give. Dadhami, I place. I place the seed. I place my seed in this prakriti. It's a very symbolic. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Literally, it's not a seed or anything. Placing the seed means becoming manifest. I'll tell you what it is. Tasmin garbham aham dadhami. Aham tasmin yonau garbham dadhami. My great my womb is great Prakriti, and then I place the seed, I place my seed in that, in my womb, the Prakriti. Tasmin aham garbham dadami. Tasmin garbham dadami aham. Yan sandhi, make a note. Dadamyaham. You have to write it separately, write and keep. In the class, you can, it's all for learning. Dadami aham dadamyaham. I place the seed in that womb, my own womb, which is nothing but great Prakriti. Then what happens? Because of that, sarva bhutanam sambhavaha tataha bhavati. Tataha means what? From that alone, sarva bhutanam sambhavaha bhavati. Origination of all beings happens only because of that. Only from that is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay? This is the literal meaning. How does the entire universe originate? Bhagavan says, universe is not the origination of universe. Coming into existence of the universe will not happen. It is only consciousness. It's only matter also, universe cannot come into existence. Okay? Universe, this origination of all beings happens. Origination of all beings happens. How do you know? Sarva bhutanam sambhavaha bhavati. Sambhavaha bhavati. Okay? Origination happens. Of what? Sarva bhutanam sambhavaha bhavati. Coming into existence, origination of all beings happens only because of the mixture of Purusha and Prakriti. Without Purusha, Prakriti also cannot itself form the universe. And without Prakriti, Purusha also, they both must be there. When you say both, immediately we feel, oh, very happy. The duality comes. No. That we'll see later on. Purusha and Prakriti means, when you, Prakriti, nothing but inseparable power of Purusha only. Therefore, what is Ishvara then? Only this absolute reality with its own power, having its own power as the material cause, and contributes for, just by its mere presence, contributes for the origination of the universe, then this reality, the powerful reality, is looked upon as Ishvara. Okay, now Bhagavan gradually introduces the concept of Ishvara. Ishvara has come into the picture. What is Ishvara? The reality with its power, having the, this Mahat Brahma, the Prakriti as the great Prakriti. Mahat Brahma means this great Prakriti, which is also perennially eternal. This Prakriti as the womb, having placed, having associated, having become manifest in that Prakriti, then Bhagavan contributes for what? Bhagavan, having become manifest in that Prakriti, contributes for the origination of all the beings. Creation of all the beings. Becoming manifest is what is said to be placing my seed. Okay? I place the seed in the womb. That is my Prakriti. And tataha, only then the whole universe comes into existence. Without manifestation of consciousness, there cannot be creation. There cannot be experience of the world. Okay? Consciousness has to become manifest. Only then there's a creation of the universe is possible. Creation means what? Perceiving is creating. Perception of the world is possible. Please remember very well. Important lesson. Only when there's manifestation of consciousness, perception of the world is possible. Only when the perception of the world is there, then creation is possible. Okay? Otherwise, there won't be creation of the universe. There won't be origination of the beings. Consciousness has to become manifest. But for it to become manifest, there must be manifesting medium. And the medium is another than Prakriti. Therefore, Prakriti matter is said to be the Mahadyonihi, the great womb of Brahma, Bhagavan. This is how all the beings come into existence.
Swamini?
Yeah?
Tataha is from that or from there.
Thereupon.
And
from
also
that means, let me tell you, from there means have only after that. Only means what? Only when there's manifestation of Brahman in Prakriti. Okay, Brahman becoming manifest in Prakriti is said to be, okay, place Bhagavan placing his seed in the womb called Prakriti. Is it clear?
Yes, please.
And only then creation is possible. Therefore, thereafter. Tataha means thereafter. Thereupon.
So tataha is the indeclinable word.
Huh?
It can't be interpreted as therefore. Tataha.
Tataha, sometimes you should be therefore also, but here it means only there. Here it means. Thereafter. Thereafter means what is there's no time here. What is implied is without the manifestation of Bhagavan in the Prakriti, there cannot be creation.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's why manifestation is creation. We'll discuss this topic definitely clearly in the following. The following class is going to be based on this only. Because, in fact, third verse and fourth verse, in both these verses, Bhagavan discusses this creation only. Okay? How, what is creation? What is this universe? The whole universe, the third and the fourth, both these verses, Bhagavan is going to discuss how this universe comes into existence. Which means Bhagavan is going to discuss the very process of creation. Okay? Which has already been discussed before in previous chapters, is going to be discussed. Which means, why the Srishti is discussed? Why the creation is discussed again? In the third verse and fourth verse, he is going to discuss the topic of creation. Why he is discussing? Because for our own clarity, we need to understand what this universe is essentially. How you can say the entire huge ocean full of waves is nothing but water. You can reduce the innumerable countless waves and ocean into one word, that is water, isn't it? Like that example, maybe the grossest example. What is the subtlest, abstract, formless reality to which the whole Jagat can be reduced? The whole Jagat is Brahma, you must be able to say. What is that which is implied by the term Brahma? We have to arrive at the reality of the universe. And that reality, to arrive at it, Srishti is discussed. And once you arrive at that reality, you will see that reality being non-different from your own essential nature. Therefore, here, what is this universe essentially? What I am essentially? Essentially, I am non-different from the whole. Relatively also non-different. That's a different thing. Absolutely, there is essential oneness has to be established. That has to be resolved as where I had to resolve I sense also. I can resolve the Jagat as Brahma. When you say ocean is water, you are resolving ocean in the water, cognitively. The whole Jagat is Brahma, you must be able to resolve. Then you must be able to resolve, I am Brahman also. Jagat is Brahma, then what are you? You can't say I'm a miserable individual. You have to say, I the miserable individual, I am essentially misery-free Brahma. That discovery has to happen. Then the teaching will be complete. That is the reason Srishti is discussed. The third and fourth verses together understand next class. Okay? As a Let us read the verse again and then before I stop. Mama yo nirmahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. Dadhamyaham, ends and you have to make a note. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Mama yo nirmahat brahma yo nir. Sandhi also. Mama yo nirmahat brahma tasmin garbhanda dhamyaham. Sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.